In Syria today, there are reports that security forces carried out raids arresting dozens of opposition activists. According to human rights groups, more than 300 people have been killed in protests against President Bashar Assad since the uprising began 5 weeks ago. And caught in the middle of this uprising is Syria's Christian population, which makes up 10% of the country. Typically, Easter Sunday in Syria is marked with overflowing churches and streets packed with the faithful gathering to ceremonially burn palm leaves in preparation for next year's Ash Wednesday. But today, those celebrations were muted. We're joined now by NPR's Deborah Amos, who is in neighboring Lebanon. Deb, Easter is usually a big, joyful holiday in Syria, but not this time.
That is true. Bab Touma in the old city is usually packed on Easter to Sunday. There are floats, Easter egg hunts, and processions, but not this year. The government banned all public gatherings. Too sensitive to have people out on the street with this uprising going on. And I've heard accounts of almost empty churches. Christians are staying indoors. They usually decorate their houses for Easter, but not this year out of respect for those who have died in the protest, according to some Christians in Damascus.
Christians are a minority in Syria, but they make up a good part of the ruling class, I gather, the upper middle class.
It's true. Christians have important positions in the government. They're the professionals, well-educated. Some of them are quite wealthy, and they have quite a bit to lose if this regime falls. Those I've spoken to say that they are afraid of this instability. But Christians also have not been spared arrest by the Syrian secret police over the years.
But they do have a special relationship with President Assad. I mean, he's made a point to reach out to Christians in the past, I understand.
Not just President Bashar al-Assad, but also his father, Hafez al-Assad. And that's because Syria enforces a very strict secular ideology, and that's to keep sectarianism in check. Syria has a mosaic of communities, and Christians are just one of those minority communities. The president's family, the Assads, are from a minority community themselves. They're the Alawites, an offshoot of Shia Islam. So the president, like his father, has reached out to all of Syria's minority communities. Syria is the only Arab country that allows the broadcast of midnight mass on television during the Christmas season. I've been to the opera house in the capital, and there's always a night of Christmas carols every year.
We've heard reports that opponents of Bashar Assad have threatened Syrian Christians because of their close relationship with the president. Has anything happened? I mean, have they been attacked?
No, I've read those reports, too. Letters sent to churches saying you're next, threatening them, which fits into the government's narrative that these uprisings are organized by Islamic fundamentalists. Some Christians say they believe it. I have talked to social media activists. They say it's the work of the regime to scare the Christian community. The uprising organizers are really steering this away from a sectarian challenge, while the government continues to say that this is all about sectarianism, that it is a threat to the Christians, and the Christians need to stay on the side of the government.
NPR's Deborah Amos is in Beirut. Thanks very much, Deb.
Thank you.